of Israel had turned away from God, and Jeremiah had been chosen by God to warn the people they needed to repent and turn back to him. Jeremiah is known as the weeping prophet because he grieved over the wickedness of his people. His warnings to them were ignored. Jeremiah chapter 13 and verse 7 tells us that he responded to his people's rebellion with tears of mourning. Throughout his lifetime, Jeremiah endured loneliness and personal suffering. He laments his circumstances and his struggles, and he calls out to God, telling him of his pain and his frustrations. He seeks God's help and trusts God's presence with him through his pain. Jeremiah's faith provided him with the assurance of God's future provision for him. And then, as we move from Jeremiah's Old Testament story through into the New Testament, God reveals more of his provision for each of us, his love and care for us, and his promises to us. Because God became one of us, taking human form and dwelling here on earth, he experienced the highs and the lows of life. He endured rejection, judgment, betrayal, pain, suffering, and death. And in the New Testament, we learn that God's Son Jesus is our Redeemer. It is Christ's crucifixion and resurrection that sets us free from sin and death, reconciling us with God and promising us eternal life with him. Today, during a continued period of national mourning, we remember and give thanks for Queen Elizabeth II's depth of devotion and service to Almighty God, and for the example she provided to her people. Over the course of her 96-year lifespan, with 70 years on the throne, Queen Elizabeth II possessed a strong and active faith. And yet, her position of privilege and responsibility did not provide immunity to the stresses and challenges of this human life. But her devotion to God shone through as she served her people. In 1992, our late Queen referred to an annus horribilis, referencing family stresses and difficulties. In the year 2000, we heard her mention challenges, saying, "I, like so many of you, have drawn great comfort in difficult times from Christ's word and example." And in 2002, she told us, "I draw strength from the message of hope in the Christian gospel." As Christians, we have the assurance and confidence of our hope in Christ. When we commit ourselves to God, our sins are forgiven, we are reconciled to him, and one day we will come to eternal life with him. We look forward to a world where there is no more hurt, no more suffering, no more sickness, no more sorrow, and no more evil. But in our lives today, we will all encounter difficulty, hardship, pain, uncertainty, and adversity. We will all suffer loss and confront our own mortality. We call out to God in our pain, and we seek to hold fast to his many promises, secure in the knowledge that he will come alongside us and go through those experiences with us. We do not know what tomorrow will bring, but we do know who holds tomorrow. There's a worship song that has a chorus. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know he holds the future, and life is worth the living, just because he lives. The knowledge of a living God brings us hope, even in the midst of our greatest trials. Because he lives, we too have life. We each this morning have personal circumstances to bring before our living Lord. And so, let's just pause for a moment, bow our heads, and hold before him our innermost thoughts and fears, in the certain confidence he is here with us and that he hears and answers prayer. In silence. In the name of Christ, our living Lord. Amen.
Turning to page 112, we affirm our faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Show us your mercy, O Lord. O Lord, save the King. Let your ministers be clothed with righteousness. O Lord, save your people. Give peace in our time, O Lord. O God, may clean our hearts within us. Collect for today, the 14th Sunday after Trinity. Almighty God, whose only Son has opened for us a new and living way into your presence, give us pure hearts and steadfast wills to worship you in spirit and in truth, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. O God, the author of peace and lover of concord, To know you is eternal life, and to serve you is perfect freedom. Defend us in all assaults of our enemies, that we, surely trusting in your protection, may not fear the power of any adversaries. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Go before us, Lord, in all our doings, with your most gracious favour, and further us with your continual help, that in all our works, begun, continued, and ended in you, we may glorify your holy name, and finally, by your mercy, attain everlasting life. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. During these days of national mourning, we continue to give thanks for the life and reign of Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II, and we pray for the royal family at this time for them of great loss. God of all consolation, we give you thanks for the life of Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth, or bring to you our sadness and sorrow. So too we lift before you all the members of the royal family. Be with them, O Lord, as they grieve, not only for their queen, but for their beloved mother, grandmother, and great-grandmother. May they find comfort in the promise of the new heaven and the new earth, wherein pain and suffering, grieving and sorrow will be no more, and you will wipe away every tear. Surround them with your love, make real to them your presence, and encourage them in the sure and certain hope that belongs to all who trust in your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. We pray for King Charles III. Lord God, the Ancient of Days, you are sovereign over all your people. Give to His Majesty King Charles enduring wisdom and faith in the service of the people of this land and of you, his Lord and Master. Grant that his reign may be one of faithful witness and prove to others a source of hope, that they may come to know more fully your Son, Jesus Christ, who is alive and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.